Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar, and we are calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion today. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
You're going to have to talk a lot slower. I didn't understand anything you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Oscar, and we are calling from Opinion Research. This is a survey. Do you have time to help us to complete the survey?
What are you calling about? What kind of questions are you going to ask?
This survey is about this political campaign and also about the school.
About school?
Correct.
I'll answer questions about schools.
Okay. So do you want me to proceed with the survey?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to charge me for anything, are you?
No, ma'am, not at all.
Okay, well, go ahead and ask me some questions. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, the first question, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or you are not affiliated?
I'm a Republican.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, very or few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices, like a school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you definitely voting, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely.
I always vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white, Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay, thank you. May I have your age, please?
Very old.
We can say over 75 or 66 to 75.
Over 75.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The whole community or just some people?
The whole community.
Well, I think we're still conservative.
We can say the right direction then.
Well, hopefully they stay conservative.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on to help you and your family? The following answers are traffic and congestion, K-12 education, abortion, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, illegal
immigration.
Probably
all of them. I don't know how people can pick the most important. Everything is a tragedy. Everything is awful. For my community, I just want to make sure that the schools are still clean and that they educate our children. All of the other issues, we've just got a lot of trouble out there and everything needs fixing.
Okay, thank you. That answered my question. Next, you will be now given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just let me know. The first one is Ron DeSantis.
Oh, he's favorable.
We can say somewhat favorable or very favorable.
I would say, and under current conditions, he's very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
He's horrible.
We can say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
He's terrible.
Okay, thank you. Got it. And next one, Donald Trump.
He's very favorable.
Thank you. Now, the remainder of this survey is going to be focused on the issues of education in your community. Now, from the following list...
Say that again, slowly.
Okay, my bad. The remainder of this survey is going to be focused on the issue of education in your community. So the first...
Education in my community.
Yeah, the next questions are going to be based on your community about education.
Well, you see, I don't have any children. I'm very old, and so I've not been involved in the schools for many years. So I'm not sure that I could answer those questions.
Oh no, but your opinion is important, actually. Based on your experience, you can give us your opinion, right? Which is important.
Okay.
The first question is, from the following list, which issue should your county or school board focus on most? Improve the K-12 education, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, improving the academy rating of the schools, reducing class sizes, increasing teacher pay, increasing the school choice options, strengthening school safety and security measures, and or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
Well, all of those issues are important. Obviously, we only want qualified teachers. Obviously, they need more pay. Obviously, we have to be very strict in terms of what the kids are allowed to do in school. They're supposed to be there to learn.
Right.
So what are the other ones?
Reducing class sizes. Improving.
Well, I don't know how big the classes are right now. Are they terribly big?
Kinda, yeah. So,
smaller classes are always very nice, but I don't know that they're overcrowded right now.
So, in your experience, which one you think it's probably the most to take care about?
Oh, the most that I care about?
Mm-hmm.
Give them a good education.
Okay, so we can say ensuring well-qualified teachers in that case, right?
Yes, I guess so, because you need those to give them a good education.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or you never heard of each, you can let me know. Teachers, in general, in your community?
What?
The teachers in your community, you heard of... Are you favorable or unfavorable on the teachers in your community?
Well, I guess I'm favorable.
Okay, thank you. And traditional public schools?
I haven't talked to many parents lately, but I guess I haven't heard too many complaints, so I guess they're okay until I find out they're not. But I have to say right now, I guess they're okay.
Okay, thank you. Teachers in teacher unions?
Teacher unions? No, we got to get rid of them.
Okay. We can say very, very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
Very.
Very. And private schools?
What?
Private schools.
Yeah, I approve of private schools.
You approve it like somewhat or very favorable?
Say again?
We can say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, next one, your county school board.
Well, I guess they're okay. Favorable, I guess they're okay. I haven't heard too much about them, so I guess they're okay.
Thank you. Next one. Your local PTA or PTO?
Well, there again, you know, if you don't have kids in school, you don't know what's going on. So let's say we're favorable. I haven't heard anybody screaming yet.
Got it. Thank you. Charter schools?
I'm favorable.
We can say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
No, I am favorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
I am very favorable about charter schools.
Oh, very favorable. Okay, got it. My bad. And Moms for Liberty?
What?
Moms for Liberty? Or you never heard of that?
I've never heard of that. I don't know what it is.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Now, next one. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
There again.
Based on what you heard.
I haven't been paying attention to them. So am I favorable? I'm as favorable as the majority of parents.
So we can say that you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Yeah, I'd say I approve. If
okay.
It gets bad, I'll change my mind.
Okay, thank you. And how will you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Will you say that they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Oh, I think they're good.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describe you? The first statement, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or also they are not top of my mind concerns. I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Well, it's not that I'm not interested. I guess I haven't heard anything too bad. If there was anything bad going on, I am interested. Education is the most important thing we have for our children.
Right. So we can say maybe in the middle, like somewhat.
Yeah, and that's just based on age.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Next one, or we need to be, or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choices is nice, it takes money out of public schools and give them to wealthy private schools. Which one
money,
comes closer?
Money, well, I don't know that it gives money to wealthy private schools. The private schools that I've ever been associated with have been religious schools. They're not wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's a valid question. Well, it is a valid question, but I just don't know it happening. So read me that question again.
Okay. The first opinion, it's parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. That's the first statement?
I would very much agree with that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then, as you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning that the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me to choose the candidate that best shares my values. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
That would have to be my stand.
The second one.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following come closer to your opinion? The first one, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Or?
Absolutely.
That
there's
one,
no other choice.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will be given a series of issues. Position that a candidate might hold, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If each will make no difference to you, you can indicate me that as well. The first one, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salaries. It's more likely, much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to you to vote for that candidate?
And tell me once again what he's going to do.
Oh, yeah. It says, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Yes.
It's,
that's obviously necessary.
Okay, we can say somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote for that candidate.
Oh, probably much more.
Okay. The next one, a candidate who support putting uniform police, a candidate who support putting uniform police officers in every school in Florida.
Yes.
It's somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, vote for that candidate?
Oh, I would vote for that candidate because it's necessary.
Okay. The next one, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Say that whole thing again.
Sure. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Well, America does not. That's only what the communists and Biden are trying to spread. It's not true.
Okay, so based on that statement, you will say that you vote for that candidate much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for that candidate?
I would absolutely not vote for that person.
Okay, thank you. Next one, a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basic of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's what they're there for.
So you can say that you will vote less, somewhat less likely, much less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely for that candidate.
I would vote more likely for somebody who wants to get to reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Okay, thank you.
More likely.
Thank you. Then a candidate who support protecting girls' sport program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as a female.
I would not vote for anybody that's into any of that.
Okay.
Ever.
Thank you. Next one, a candidate who support making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during the school hours.
What about social media during school hours?
Basically, like remove or take away the cell phones so they can be paying attention to the class.
I would take away the cell phones during school hours. Absolutely.
So you agree more, somewhat more likely or much more likely to that?
I would be much more likely to take away the cell phones during school hours.
Okay, thank you. Next one, a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Well, I don't think money or zip code has anything to do with a child's education.
So you will say that based on that statement, you will much more likely vote to that candidate, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. Or that
and
has
what,
nothing.
And what is the candidate saying?
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Next one, a candidate who support a slightly increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Well, we want to increase pay. We want to have secure schools. So I guess that's the guy I would vote for.
Okay, thank you. Then a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
I am opposed to that being in the schools, especially at a young age.
Okay. So you much less likely vote or somewhat less likely vote to that candidate?
Absolutely less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one, a candidate who supports enacting terms limits on the school board members, meaning that the school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I didn't understand that.
Let me go over again. A candidate who supports enacting terms limits on the school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years?
A school board member who's been on the board for 8 years?
That they will be only be serving 2 terms or 8 years.
I think that's probably a decent idea.
Okay, thank you. So we can say you can somewhat more likely vote for that statement, for that candidate, or much more likely for that candidate?
Well, I'd likely probably vote for that.
Okay.
Term limits is what it's called.
Got it. Next one, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom?
Absolutely necessary. I would vote for that person.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple of more questions and we are done with the survey. I appreciate your patience.
Well, I hope that it's being translated properly, but keep going. Let's get it done.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for the classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6
40,
and 10 years?
40 years.
Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a conservative.
Thank you. We can say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very. Very conservative.
Okay. Now, what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Upper college.
Thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yes.
In a traditional public school or a private religious or parochial school?
Well, I think at the moment it's a mixture.
A mixture, okay.
I've got kids everywhere.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week? About once
a
week?
Oh, yes. I get mail several times a week.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that was actually the end of the survey. That was the last question. I appreciate your patience and your collaboration.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
My
I
pleasure.
Appreciate the work you're doing. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Have a nice evening. Goodbye.